Want to make room for our next guest, who's a Buffalo Bills linebacker, whose name keeps popping up. Last Friday at the media draft luncheon, Doug Whaley mentioned this guy as a good depth guy that they want to take a long look at coming up in the offseason workouts that begin in a couple of weeks. Linebacker Ty Powell is on the line with us live. Ty, thanks for being on the air with us. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right, y'all. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you again. We haven't talked to you since the end of last season. You spent most of last season. I think you came here about the second week of October last year and then finally got on the field in November. Tell me about that experience of your first year in the league, bouncing around a little bit from Seattle to the Giants to the Buffalo Bills. What did you think of that?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, going through that first year process, they tell you once you're done with your college season, you go training and getting ready for all that. They say it's going to be the longest year of your life. And it was pretty long, but it was a fun experience. I liked it.
I was thinking, and actually I realized you were a draft pick of Seattle a year ago, seventh round pick, so you're just about a year removed from that day. What was that like last year at this time, Ty, when you waited for the draft to come and then got the call in the seventh round of the draft, 231st pick overall last year?
I mean, that's something, you know, someone in my position and that's playing the game, you know, you look forward to that day, your name being called on TV. And for me, you know, it didn't matter when it was called. And the funny thing is about it, like, it, you know, it was last year, and it was on my birthday, so I was drafted on my birthday, which made it so much more memorable.
I just saw that you celebrated what, your 26th birthday on Sunday, a couple days ago, huh?
Correct.
Yeah, congratulations, happy birthday.
Thank you.
When you get that deep in the draft, seventh round, Ty, would you rather be drafted, or would you rather take your chances as a free agent when you're down that deep?
Well, I'd rather be drafted. I mean, having your name called, I think that was, I mean, just the way I felt, the excitement, and it's speechless. Like, it was, but, you know, some people who didn't get drafted, you know, they got to choose where they went, and they was able to, you know, be picked on all that. So, but, I mean, all in all, I'd rather be drafted, but, you know, I'm kind of biased on that because I got drafted.
Yeah, so sure.
Go down the other road.
And you went all the way to the last cutdown when Seattle released you. When and then, of course, you were bouncing back and forth on their practice squad through, what, the first month or so of the season. You were on and off Seattle's practice squad a couple of times, right?
Yeah, correct.
Did you have a sense back then, Ty, that the Seahawks had a special season in them? Did you have any inkling at all that season might wind up in a Super Bowl for them?
Yes, that was a great team. The vets and all that came back after rookie minicamp. I mean, you could tell there's a different atmosphere there. And, you know, and I was talking to people the other day about it, and someone said, you know, Ty, you were so close from having a Super Bowl. You know, they drafted you. And I was like, yeah, I know, you know, but, you know, I don't roll any regrets with that, you know, sustain and all that. But, you know, I tell people all the time when I was there that, you know, if they don't win the Super Bowl, it's not that they didn't lose it. It's that, you know, they did something wrong not to be able to win it.
Hey, Ty,
and of course, they went on win it.
Yeah, and good for them, I'm sure. Were you close to anybody on that roster, any rookies or anybody that you made, you know, pretty good friends with in the time that you were with Seattle?
Yeah, I got a buddy, Michael Brooks, that was on the team.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was happy for him to, you know, be able to go through that first year. You know, not too many people get the experience going to the Super Bowl and winning it, you know.
Ty,
he did his first year. So.
How long were you with the Giants? You were on and off their practice squad after Seattle, right?
Yeah, I went out there and did a workout, and they signed me. And I was on there, I'll say, about 2.5 weeks before the Buffalo called and pulled me off the practice squad.
So there wasn't last fall a real long period of time when you weren't with somebody or in camp with somebody, correct?
Correct.
That's got to make it a little bit easier to handle, even with the disruption and upheaval of bouncing on and off a couple of rosters, just to not to have a long period of time. Well, I think of, like, a fellow rookie, Brandon Kaufman, who got cut here and then didn't get called back until late in the season. You didn't have that couple-of-month period like that.
Yeah, correct. I mean, and I'd say that really helped me because, you know, my first year, you know, you don't really know what's going on. So, you know, when you first get released, you're just sitting around, you know, waiting. You're talking to your agent, you know, about possibly coming up, and then you're gone. So I was lucky on that, I'd say.
Ty, your first game was a Buffalo victory last year, the game at home against the New York Jets, and you played on some special teams in that game. What was your what do you recall about your first game in the NFL?
Oh, man, I don't even know how to say that. It was about to happen, I'd say that. I was ready. I was excited. I mean, you know, going out and with the pads on, the lights, and the crowd. That was unbelievable. Something I'll remember forever.
We're on the line with Ty Powell, Bills linebacker, who is coming back. He's in the off-season conditioning program, the voluntary program right now, and he played in five games for the Bills last year. Defense and special teams. Did you feel like you were starting to make your mark on special teams, Ty, as the season went along, those final five games last year?
Yes, I feel like I was. I felt more comfortable, and I was playing more freely, and I think I was going on. I was making more and more of an impact each week, and so this year I plan on going hard this year.
Give me a sense of your path to the NFL, your path to that drafting by the Seattle Seahawks. You're a native of Northern California, right?
Correct.
And then you went to a junior college, a community college, and played football out there in Northern California for a couple of years, right?
Yeah, correct.
Tell me about that level of football and what that did for you, those 2 years at, what is it, De Anza College, right?
Yes, De Anza.
What was that like for you?
That was it wasn't the competition level. There's different levels out in California has some little JUCO system, so there's different levels. And, you know, the first year level, you wasn't really that competitive. So, you know, you got to go out there and you really got to put some film out there and play really well each week to draw in the recruits to come look at you and everything so you can get scholarships and all that. And I was able to do that. You know, I got a lot of accolades and all that. So I was able to do that and go on and earn a scholarship onto a Division II school because my Division I clock ran out because I started school before I started playing. I took 2 years off out of high school.
Okay.
But I went to school. So, you know, once you go to school, and I didn't know this rule at the time, once you go to sign up for school, your clock starts. And I didn't know that. So that hurt me in that aspect of it. And so I had to go with Division II. And I went to Division II, and I played well, and I was able to still continue the road on the path that I was, the journey that I wanted to go on.
You went to Division II Harding University down in Arkansas. I confess I don't know a lot about them, Ty, but I did look them up and realize that they almost have the same nickname as the Buffalo Bills. They're the Bisons down there, huh?
Yeah, that is correct. And I was with you on that when they called me and they wanted to bring me in on a visit, and they offered me a scholarship. I never knew anything about them, never heard of them, didn't know the town name, nothing.
Where is that? It's like 100 miles from Little Rock or 50 miles from Little Rock. It's in the middle of Arkansas, right?
Yeah, about 40 minutes north of Little Rock.
That's a long way from Northern California, both geographically and I would think culturally a little bit, Ty.
Oh, yeah, that's way out there. But, I mean, growing up, I've been all over the place. I grew up in Oklahoma. So, and I was 4 hours away from Searcy, which was Harding University was at. So I was kind of already used to that. That was what I was used to. So moving out to Cali was actually what kind of culture shocked me.
I see. I first moved out. Yeah, that could be culture shock, too. The 1 year at Harding, you and your team had a great year, 9 wins and 19th ranked in the country. Do you think that one season is maybe what put you on the radar of NFL teams, Ty?
Yes, I do, yes. Because our school wasn't really known, and in that year we had a great year. And, like, you know, people started, you know, who's Harding, who's this, you know. And I was able to have a great game to where I was making an impact on games, and our team was doing well enough to where, you know, it was just drawing in people, the scouts. And, you know, throughout the whole my senior year, you know, each week I would come in, like, every other day I was talking to a scout from a team. So I think that really helped.
I'm sure that helped, and I'm sure your performance – at the Combine in Indianapolis helped an awful lot, right? I mean, you really kind of lit it up at the Combine, 4.64 in the 40-yard dash, 28 reps in the bench press. You really had to be ready to go, I would think, in the Combine at the end of February a year ago, huh?
Oh, yes, I was ready to go. I was excited. And, you know, people talk about that. They're saying, you know, are you nervous because you didn't go to a big school? You're not used to being around stuff like this. And I was like, this is stuff we grew up doing our whole lives, so, you know. If you can't do this right now, and the fact that you go away and you train for it, like, you know exactly what's going to happen. So there's no surprises at all. And, you know, drills is drills, and you've been doing it your whole life. And I was more happy when I was going there. I was happy, and, like, I had scouts talk to me, you know, because I was out there whistling, smiling, and, you know, like, you're not nervous? I was like, no. I was like, this is a dream right here. You know, I'm living a dream. I'm excited, and, you know, I'm going to make the best of it.
That's great.
I ain't going to worry about nothing.
got yourself drafted and then found your way here to the Buffalo Bills. We're with linebacker Ty Powell. Just a couple of more questions for you, Ty. You had a couple of weeks now in the team's voluntary offseason conditioning program. Tell me what that has been like. What's a typical day for you and your teammates here at One Bills Drive?
Yeah, we wake up. We have two different groups lifting. We have a 7:30 to 9:30, and then we have another one at 11:30 to 2:30. And in between those, we have meetings, and we sit down with our defensive coaches, and we talk about the new game plan because we got new defense coming in, so we got to install a new defense. But we can go in and learn as much as we can, so when we go into OTAs, we can just hit the ground running.
And the in the weightlifting conditioning work, doesn't the conditioning staff set up like a competition among the players as far as weightlifting and reaching certain goals? It gets pretty competitive, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, it is. It is very competitive. We had a draft amongst the team. They break the vets off in the groups, and they have a draft, and then we do competitions and we earn points. And at the end of the off season, one winning team gets certain abilities to be able to do stuff.
What do they call that? Bills games or something? What's the name of that whole competition?
Oh, is it the Bills Iron Games?
That's it. The Iron Games. The Bills Iron Games. Yeah. Well, it worked. People liked it last year. The players liked it last year. I'm curious about the meetings too. Are you working with the linebackers? You're in with a new linebacker coach then, Fred Puckett. Is that who you're with in the meeting room?
Yes, correct.
What's that like? A transition, I would think, a little bit with him and even Coach Schwartz. It's a different kind of coaching staff on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, both those guys are very intelligent. And, Coach B, he's been around the game forever. So, he's an old-school guy, which, I love old-school guys, And Coach Schwartz, he's so, when you're in meetings and you're talking to him, he's so intelligent about the game. He knows it. And I love that. And the fact that, I moved to – this is my sixth position in 6 years. So, and I'm learning new Mike linebacker. And it hasn't been – there hasn't been one – a day to where I haven't struggled on something. They teach it really well.
So they've kicked you inside a little bit from last year's defense to this year. You're going to run Mike on the inside of this defense.
Yep.
What do you think of that, Ty?
Oh, I love it. I love it. They had last year because on the scout team, during practice, I was a linebacker, and they asked me to play Mike to see how I moved and everything. And I loved it. And when they called and told me, we're going to move you inside, I was excited. I was ready to go. I was ready to put the helmet on then.
A lot of traffic, a lot of hitting inside. It's a different game than being out on the edge. And you kind of were a defensive end at Harding University, weren't you?
Yeah, correct.
So that's totally different from what you probably got used to in the college game.
Yeah, yeah. That's just even coming in from playing defensive end at Harding and coming in to Seattle, which I played a position called Leo, that was different. Right. And then last year I was playing Sam, but that defense last year was very complex. So many things could happen. So any call I could be playing five different positions.
Ty, what's the atmosphere like as you guys go through? You've got 2 weeks in. I think you get into kind of a different mode of the off season next week. What's the atmosphere like, and what's the vibe around the workouts for the first few weeks here?
Oh, the vibe is through the roof. I mean, when you come back and you get with the team again, you just feel the excitement, and everybody's ready to go. I mean, you've been working out on your own, and you come here, and you just push that level up a lot higher because you want to push that guy across from you. And I think that's why they invented the games. It's friendly competition, it's fun, and it's just you can tell this whole organization is going in the right direction. There's not one negative aspect about anything here, and I love it here.
Well, we're glad you like it, Ty. We thank you very much for spending the time with us tonight on your night off. Good luck to you. We'll see you around the building.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ty Powell, Bills linebacker. And you heard about his route to the Buffalo Bills, junior college in Northern California, Harding University, a D2 school in Central Arkansas, and then, of course, drafted seventh round by Seattle, released by them on the final cutdown, on and off their practice squad, Giants practice squad, and then finally to the Buffalo Bills on October 8th, getting in some games, the last five games of the year, making a few plays on defense and special teams. Our thanks to Ty Powell for joining us. It seems like the last couple of weeks, whether it was Doug Whaley last Friday when he talked about depth, developing depth on the defensive side of the ball, or Jay Harris, producer Jay Harris, I believe you mentioned that special teams coach Danny Crossman mentioned Ty Powell a week or two ago on the show.
He did. We were talking about those core special team players, and outside of Marcus Easley, whose name comes up, Danny Crossman mentioned Ty Powell and the impact that he will have on their special teams group.
Those are good offseason stories. I mean, to see, you know, they see something in the guy, they've moved his position, and now they're going to see what else they can get out of him. Essentially, that's what Doug Whaley said. We want to see what we can get from Ty Powell.
Yes, and when they talk about depth players and players that can be around and be versatile, there's a name right there that jumps out at you. So.
Ty Powell. You saw him play a little bit last year, and it sounds like you're going to see more of him moving forward, number 57 on your Buffalo Bills roster. Our thanks to him for joining us.